This is episode number 609 featuring dancersofthelight.com. Dancers can do anything you tell them to. It's May 2nd, 2022, and we have a Mindful Monday tip for you. Let's dance on into our blog written by Jean Marie Branch. A dance professor from my university said something inspiring last week. She said, "Dancers can do anything you tell them to do." That resonated with me so much that I had to write about it. When I think about my dance career so far, I am often awestruck at the many things I have done and continue to do. Dancing has truly pushed my limits, and I am still yet to go so far in the field. As a person, dancing has made me more confident, fearless, and ready for challenges, hence why my professor's statement resonated so much with me. Dancers really do a lot. Some people cannot believe that until they see it for themselves. Dancers naturally create and think outside of the box. Sometimes I dislike challenges or even dread them, but I always find a way to work around them and create something beautiful in the end. This is part of the creative process, whether you like it or not. Many times the process can be so hard, but it is extremely worth it in the end. I love seeing the final product of some of my works and knowing my journey and how I started to where I am now. It's an admirable accomplishment. I tie this back to what my professor told us, that we can do anything you tell us to. Overcoming my challenge. I am so honored to choreograph for the University of Tampa's Fall Dance Happening show this fall semester. With COVID-19, there are many more rules and regulations for dancers and the entire performing arts community on campus. If I am being honest, it seems very overwhelming to me, but I am up for the challenge. Just choreographing is such a blessing in itself. I am nervous about the process, but excited to see where it takes me. I'm even more excited to see how the challenges mold me as a dancer and as a choreographer. This is something we must embrace as artists. Optimistically, challenges help us more than hinder us in the creative process. You realize more things about yourself, and you are able to channel those ideas through what you create. It's a beautiful thing as I look back at what I've created just for fun and what I am now creating for my debut as a choreographer. I like to take these lessons out of the studio and put them into my life as well. Life has not been easy these past few months, and I think we can all admit to that. The pandemic has affected us mentally, physically, and spiritually. It is up to us to decide how we work through these challenges and how we can repurpose this time to benefit us in the present and in the future. Then, when you look back, you'll be surprised at how much you've done in such times, how much you've grown, and how you found strength in moments where you felt weak. My light, if you're going through a certain challenge or even burnout right now, I challenge you, to try and see how this bump in the road will help to build you in the next few days, weeks, or months. I hope you are inspired to see how much you bloom in the process. Thanks so much to Jean Marie Branch of dancersofthelight.com for giving us permission to share her short, sweet, and inspiring blog with y'all today. For more on Jean Marie, make sure you check out our show notes below. For our Mindful Monday challenge today, I challenge us to look at a certain problem that we may be going through today and thinking of all the possibilities for why it might be a blessing tomorrow. That said, that's our short and sweet tip for the day. I hope you enjoyed, and as always, happy dancing. Thanks for listening today, and tune back in tomorrow for more short and sweet dance tips. If you're looking for a deeper dive, check out the bonus episodes released the first of every month, where I interview those in our field who keep our industry moving and grooving. If you're looking for a little extra direction with dancing towards your dance dreams, head to our website where you can find your free goals planner or daily challenge tracker. If you like or don't like what you're hearing, please dance those fingers across your keyboard and give DTD a rating or review so we know how to best serve you. Until tomorrow, happy dancing.